In every walk of life, there are rules and regulations. Without them, there would be chaos, disorganisation, and danger. In school and in work and in the workplace, there are timetables for starting and leaving. Pedestrians and drivers alike have laws to obey on the road, and governments have set laws for running countries and businesses. We know that laws are there for our benefit to keep order, organisation, harmony with one another, and even for our safety. When God created the world at the beginning of time, there was order from the start. He created all in 6 days, something specific created each day. Law and order is good. Without it, there would be chaos. God gave to the children of Israel through Moses commands or laws for them to obey. They had previously been disobedient and offended him by their attitude and the way they lived. But they were God's people. He loved them, and they were special to him. In a message sent to the people of Israel through Moses, God said in Exodus 19, 5 and 6, "If ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be peculiar, become a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation." The people's response was to obey God.
In 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 31, "As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him."
As for God, his way is perfect. If God's way is perfect, then God himself must be perfect.
The Bible says in Leviticus chapter 20, verse 7, "Consecrate yourselves and be holy, for I am the Lord your God."
That itself is a command. The commandments God gave many years ago apply to us today. His word never changes. His expectations of us never change. Let us have a look at them and see how holy we are, or indeed, how guilty we are of breaking these laws.
The first commandment says, "You shall have no other gods before me."
The second commandment says, "You shall not make for yourself a carved image."
Here I am, Lord, here I am. I'm only a child, Lord, but here I am. Make me like Jesus, fill me with power. To serve you, that it's my desire. I'll put you first, Lord, in all I do. Wherever you lead me, I'll follow you too. Show me the path, Lord, and I'll obey. You're first in my life, Lord, now and always.
What gods do we put before giving any consideration to the one who created us and gave us a Saviour to take away our sin? What holds our affections and time more than he? Money, possessions, status in business? God's word tells us that even our family should not come before him.
The Bible says in Matthew chapter 10, verse 37, "He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter is not worthy of me."
How do we look upon God? Do we speak of him often with respect and godly fear, or is his name just a word used irreverently when we are angry? Psalm 113 verse 3 tells us, "From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised." Our third commandment may make us think of how we use God's name. There is perhaps no other commandment more readily broken today. Its misuse greatly degrades and insults our Lord.
The third commandment says, "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain."
Jesus, name above all names.
Sadly, many people have come to regard Sunday like any other day of the week, with shops, places of entertainment, and sports facilities open for use. God created the earth and everything in it in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. He has made this day for us to rest from our labours. God set the example and we should follow.
The fourth commandment says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labour and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it."
Please many parents that God has a specific commandment that children should have respect for their parents. Parents are a gift from God, but so also are children a gift from God. A child will learn from its parents and other grown-ups around them. What do they see and hear in our homes? What examples do we set them regarding respect for other people? In Ephesians, God tells parents not to provoke their children, but to bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord.
The fifth commandment says, "Honour your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God has given you."
Thank you.
The first four commandments draw our attention to the respect, honour and praise God longs to receive from we who are created in his own image. Then we have honouring and obeying parents. The remaining commandments are towards our fellow man, and we can easily realise the moral consequences when we break these laws.
Obey the Maker's instructions. Obey the Maker's instructions all the time. Obey the Maker's instructions and you will find. Obeying the Maker's instructions will always help you see. Things will fit together much more easily. You can buy a brilliant model of your favourite classic car, but without reading the instructions, it goes together so far. Just when you think you've finished, you find a little extra bit. It's the driver of the car, but now he just won't fit. If you read the Bible to see what God has said, and there you find instructions and store them in your head, then when you find you're tempted to doing things the wrong way, those instructions will mean nothing unless you do what they say. So, obey the Maker's instructions all the time. Obey the Maker's instructions and you will find. Obey the Maker's instructions will always help you see. Things will fit together much more easily.
The sixth commandment says you shall not murder.
The seventh commandment says you shall not commit adultery.
The eighth commandment says you shall not steal.
In the ideal world, if each of us had the desire to respect and honour God and care for our families and our neighbours around us, then God's commandments would be adhered to more often. But what if that desire is not there? Where do we get it from? When we invite Jesus Christ into our heart, he will take away our guilt and sin, and his Holy Spirit immediately takes up residence there. We now have all the resources we need for a changed life and a friendship with Jesus that will never be broken. His Holy Spirit will never leave us. Our attitudes and desires will be different with his help. Jesus can help us with our friendships towards other people. He can help to mend broken lives, broken homes and marriages. There is a family to belong to when you become a Christian, God's family.
Says you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor.
10th commandment says, you shall not covet your neighbour's house, you shall not covet your neighbour's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbour's.
Admiring things that other people possess is a natural thing to do, but to covet other people's possessions only brings jealousy and the yearning to have things which perhaps we cannot afford. This can lead to being materialistic and putting possessions before God. This brings us back to breaking the first commandment, "You shall have no other gods before me." Scripture tells us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. One of the main reasons of the law is to show us our sin and lead us to Christ, the only answer to our sin. In Sunday school, we endeavour to teach the children that Jesus can only be involved in their lives if we invite him to be so. God has created us with a free will and will not force himself into our lives if he is not welcome there. If God has been speaking to you this morning, he is waiting for your response. Please don't turn him away.